You're listening to WMFL Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's Sunday morning. This is The Theme Machine. I'm your host, DJ Jarrett. I'm joined in the studio by...
MC Maisie.
Yes, welcome back.
Thank you.
We've been out for a week. We've been traveling.
Traveling the world.
Yeah, sometime in the past week or two, we went to Montreal. It was my first time ever leaving the country. It was a lot of fun. Got to hang out with my friend Teo and her roommate Robin. Shout out. So the theme today is going to be songs from Montreal, Quebec, and French Canada more broadly, because there's a couple songs in here that are by artists who are from like Nova Scotia and stuff. And then on the vocal breaks, we will talk about our trip a little bit, some of the things that we saw, places we went, and things that we heard. But first up, we've got a song by Daniel Bélanger. It's called Les Deux Printemps. I'm not going to really try to translate anything. I'm just going to say things as best I can. But that's what we got first up here on The Theme Machine today. So stay tuned for that and more on WMFO Medford.
Ses yeux sont de printemps qui me font sourire et ça me fait rire. Ses joues sont des torrents, les miennes s'y baignent, mais encore pire. Son cœur est une fête, le mien ne veut plus en sortir. Elle est la plus belle saison de ma vie. La plus belle saison de ma vie. C'est un tourbillon, un grand vertige complètement doux. On dit qu'en haute voltige on peut tomber et se rompre le cou. C'est pas mon premier vol, arrêtez bande de jaloux. C'est la plus belle saison de ma vie. La plus belle saison de ma vie. En une folle frénésie, l'amour est liquide clair et nos deux corps sont amphibies. La terre est un brasier, mais pour un moment l'oublier, c'est la plus belle saison de ma vie. La plus belle saison de ma vie. Qu'elle ne plaise à personne, ni du visage, ni de l'esprit. Restez en votre automne, l'été tout lent me fait plus envie. Persuadez-vous de mes deux yeux fermés, j'affirme en toutes ces idées. T'es la plus belle saison de ma vie. La plus belle saison de ma vie. Assombrir quelques beautés, des êtres qui ont peur, qui veulent vous en contaminer. Me protéger des loups, moi qui n'en compte que les amis. T'es la plus belle saison de ma vie. T'es la plus belle saison de ma vie. Nous serons vieux et frêles, peut-être même séparés. Nos têtes pêle-mêle, incapables et usées. Mais aujourd'hui je t'aime, aujourd'hui pour l'éternité. T'es la plus belle saison de ma vie. La plus belle saison de ma vie. visage se détache de loin en loin, mystérieux. C'est ici que se complique cette histoire fatidique. Le patron vient de passer, il l'a même pas remarqué. Remarqué? Je suis peut-être laide, mais je suis intelligente. Remarqué, dit-elle. Je suis peut-être laide, mais je suis intelligente.
Oh,
right, we are back. WMFO Medford is the Theme Machine, episode 104. Songs from French Canada, Montreal, Quebec, and other French speakers of Canadian origin. I guess there's also a couple songs in here that are in English, but from Montreal. You're warned in advance about that. I'm DJ Jarrett, your host. I'm joined in the studio by
MC Maisie,
who is just about to read us the PSA for today. So take it away.
If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or more fresh than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seeds. But perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual or 12 plants per household. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals.
Awesome. Thank you very much for that. PSA about growing your own plants and herbs and vegetables and other great things, bounty of the earth.
Exactly. Shout out my roommate who's growing some herbs for us.
Yes. I remember growing up in Cambridge, my dad used to do little planters on the sills of the porch with like chives and grape tomatoes. So that those are some things you can grow even if you don't have that much space. But we do have space here and time for the songs we just heard to be read aloud to you. That's a sentence construction. I'm just about as fluent at English as I am in any other language, which is not very.
Yeah.
No, but here's my high school French. We started with Daniel Bélanger, Les Deux Printemps. Then we had Jean Leloup, that's, I guess, Jean the Wolf, La Vie et l'Aide. Then we had Harmonium, lastly but not leastly, with their song Dixie from the album Les Cinq Saisons, which I've done songs from before. It's this cool concept album about like a song for each of the four seasons and then a weird fifth one for a weird fifth season that's like a weird speculative imaginative thing, which is pretty cool. After that, I guess next up, I should say, on the Theme Machine, we have Chloe Pelgag, another artist I've played on the show a bunch, with her song Umami from her album Notre Dame de $7, which came out in 2020 and I think was kind of her introduction to the wider English-speaking world, because it kind of broke through the indie circle, the press. Enjoy Umami by Chloe Pelgag up next on The Theme Machine, songs from French Canada.
J'ai pris un bateau
garçons à la barre dans le monde nowadays. Mais tu sais, vaut pas la peine de se trafiquer sur le stuff qu'on peut point changer. Every day, nothing's changed. Yonder, the keys pass it sous le soleil. Mais c'est ok, tu sais, écoute, un point, stay à boulot, anyway.
You're listening to WMFO Medford. It's the Theme Machine from Quebec with Love and the rest of French Canada. I'm your host, DJ Jarrett, joined by
MC Maisie.
And right at the top of the vocal break, let's just go into what we heard. We started off with Clo Pelgag, her song Umami. After that, we had Cetric, Don Levois, with Tenant Mon Frere, with the sample from Alphonse Morneau. I think the album Archives is kind of like a blending of these old Montreal and Quebecois like folk tunes with like kind of more modern like electronic based electroacoustic kind of stuff, I guess. Teo showed me that, shout out Teo. A decent amount of songs on here come courtesy of Teo.
Mm-hmm.
Next up though, we had Hirschta with their song Haunted Pluckley. That's a side project of one of the members from the band Godspeed You Black Emperor. Yeah, they're pretty cool. And then that last one we heard was Petit Beliveau with Les Bateaux dans la Baie. And that artist is from Nova Scotia, so that's more Acadian than Quebecois.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we had a great time. We were down there for a few days. I guess up there, I should say.
Yeah.
Because it's north. Yeah, so what are some of the highlights of the trip for you, MC Maisie?
I think definitely going on the big Ferris wheel.
Oh my goodness.
Kind of in like the old port-ish area.
Scary.
That was really fun. I love a Ferris wheel. I love a view.
Mm.
And I think that bagel that we had after exploring the oratory was a real highlight. Because first off, Montreal bagels are really good. They're very yummy. It's a thing, and I like them a lot. And I got it with cream cheese and jam, which I haven't done in a while, and I forget how much I like jam with my cream cheese.
Yeah, their bagels are very, like, sweet and, like, crispy and kind of on the smaller side. We didn't go to one of, like, the famous Canon bagel places, I don't think, but it was, like, a kind of local spot, and they, like, had this huge oven in the back that they were making them in. And the Oratory of St. Joseph was really cool. It's like this, it felt like, I said this out loud like no less than five times, that it felt like walking around a Dark Souls level, just like the way that it's like built up against the mountain, and it's just so huge. So definitely, you know, the downtown, the Notre Dame Cathedral is cool and all, but in my personal opinion, the Oratory of St. Joseph is not to be missed.
Exactly, I agree.
And the Ferris wheel was scary. I've never been in one of those observation ones before. It was like rocking back and forth every now and then. I know it was cushy, there was air conditioning in there, but like it went around like three times. And I'm like,
every single time you kept being like, again?
Yeah, I'm prone to vertigo and motion sickness and mildly scared of heights and all those great things. So it was a time. It was thrilling for me, but it, like, obviously a very tame thing to do is a Ferris wheel. But like it was fun to do that, walk around the old port and stuff. Anyway, great time, I think.
Yeah, I definitely want to go back.
Definitely. And we'll have more, maybe a little more to say about some of our adventures into the plateau and stuff, or at least on like a few of the streets up there, after this next block of songs, which is starting off with a band called Les Colocs with their song La Rue Principale, which I heard on the radio over there. And I was like, I thought it sounded familiar. For some reason, it sounded like a song I'd heard before, but ever since I heard it, it's just been stuck in my head. So maybe I will inflict that on some of you today with this song, La Rue Principale by Les Colocs, here on The Theme Machine, episode 104, from Quebec, with love, and the rest of French Canada, and English speakers in French Canada. A lot of asterisks on this one, but I'm trying my best, so stay tuned to WMFO Medford.
Juste 4000, puis la rue principale, la salle Saint-Cyril, la coop, le gaz-bar, la caisse-pop, le croque-mort et le magasin général. Quand j'y retourne, ça me fait mal. Il est tombé une bombe, sa rue principale, depuis qu'ils ont construit le centre d'achat. L'autre jour, j'ai amené ma bien-aimée pour y montrer où c'est que j'étais né. Aussitôt arrivé, me blanc en bourgeois le vert. Ça avait l'air de Val-Jalbert. Quand j'y retourne, ça me faisait mal. Il est tombé une bombe sur la rue principale, depuis qu'ils ont construit le centre d'achat. Une bonne journée, je y retournais avec mon bulldozer. Puis le centre d'achat, il va passer un mauvais quart d'heure. Du centre d'achat sur la grande rue, c'était plus vivant que ça. Des petits culs en baissant, des cousines en visite. C'était noir dans le monde comme en Afrique. Quand j'y retourne, c'est pathétique. Ça va tomber mal, sa rue principale, depuis qu'ils ont construit le McDonald's.
Voici Patrick Esposito du Napoli.
Ils sont plus rien que 3000, puis la rue principale est devenue bien tranquille. L'épicerie est partie, le cinéma aussi, et le motel est démoli. Quand j'y retourne, ça me fait assez mal.
mal. Il est tombé une bombe sur la rue principale depuis qu'ils ont construit le centre d'achat. Ouais, une bonne journée, j'y retournais avec mon bulldozer. Puis le centre d'achat, il va passer un mauvais quart d'heure. Dans ma petite ville, on était juste 4000, pis la rue principale, elle s'appelait Saint-Cyril. La coop, le casse-mort, la caisse-pop, le croque-mort, et la magasin général, là, quand j'y retourne, ça me fait assez mal. Y est tombé une bombe sa rue principale, depuis qu'ils ont construit le centre d'achat. Le centre d'achat. Le centre d'achat. Le centre d'achat.
L'autre jour à Tokyo, il a fait plus beau qu'en moyenne partout ailleurs. J'ai enlevé mon manteau, il faisait moins chaud en dehors qu'à l'intérieur.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
It is the end of the show, almost. Of the Theme Machine is the show. Episode 104 is the number. Theme is songs from Montreal, Quebec, and French Canada more broadly, either in French or English. I did more French than English songs. So mission accomplished. We started that last block of songs with La Rue Principale by Le Colloques. Then we had Les Trois Accords with Tout Nu Sur La Plage, which is naked on the beach, is what that translates to. Then we had a couple songs in English. Men I Trust with Carried Away. Mm-hmm. And then Mozart's Sister with Mozart's Sister. That's one of those rare songs that's the same name as the artist, which you don't see very much of anymore. Mm-mm. So that's pretty cool. I'm your host, DJ Jared. I'm joined in the studio this week by
MC Maisie.
And we just got back from a bit of a vacation up north. It was a lot of fun. We got there by bus. We got to drive through Vermont. Mm-hmm. Saw a lot of that. And we had a lot of fun exploring the city, walking down the Rue Saint-Denis and the Saint-Hubert. I'm trying to remember the names of the other streets. but it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, yeah.
Shout out Teo, who hosted us. She's involved in a lot of cool stuff up there, a lot of music projects. Hosted us for a show at the Wiggle Room, which is this cool venue.
Yeah, that was super fun. Was definitely a highlight, probably.
Yeah, they do cool shows there. I'm not allowed to do direct calls to action, but that's a place that exists. Another thing that exists, Teo's roommate Robin has a show on the Montreal radio station, CJLO, 1690, right? 1690 AM. And it is at 1 p.m. on Sunday, so you can listen to it in a bit if you want to, only if you want to. It's called Sykes in the 60, and it's a kind of freeform show. And that's the radio station of Concordia. They're another, I think, public station up there. So yes, if you're interested in the international student radio community, to the extent that such a thing could be said to exist, you may direct your attention wherever you would like to. Mm-hmm. Pretty much, I think that's the shout outs that are necessary for today. Next week is Sunday's Mother's Day. I might do a show related to that potentially. Mm-hmm. The week after that, my brother is graduating from college at UMass Amherst.
Yay!
It'll be
shout
fun.
Out.
I will not be here because that's on a Sunday. So, mm-hmm. And to all you tough students who are getting ready to graduate and who are having trouble with finals, good luck and Godspeed. Mm-hmm. May the force be with you and all that fun things I can say to help people, which doesn't really help. It just, well wishes your way. You know, sometimes when you're under a lot of stress, that is when you will have your eureka moment.
Exactly.
And everything will snap into place.
Best wishes, warmest regards.
Yeah.
Congrats to anyone graduating.
Yeah, congrats to all the graduates. I don't know exactly when that happens here. But yeah. We've got one last song by an artist who is very famous over here. A lot of people, I guess some people probably don't know he was from Montreal. But of course, I had to end with a song by Leonard Cohen. And of course, that song had to be Suzanne, or Susanna. I guess you kind of pronounce the E at the end. Mm. From his debut album, Songs of Leonard Cohen, of course. So that's going to take us out. Susanna by Leonard Cohen here on WMFO Medford. The Theme Machine. Stay tuned. For more WMFO Medford Freeform Radio. But from us, this is the end of the show. So bye.
Bye.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. You want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand, and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning for love, they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.